Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Abba Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.
My place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're zoning in on PT-141. You might also know it as bremelanotide. Mm-hmm. It's a peptide that's been getting a lot of buzz for its effects on libido and, well, sexual function.
Definitely. And what makes it pretty interesting right off the bat is how it works.
Right. It's not a hormone, not your typical supplement. It seems to use a unique pathway in the brain.
Precisely. So our plan for this deep dive is really to unpack the science behind it. We'll look at the research journey, the trials.
The potential downsides to the side effects.
Absolutely. Got to cover those. And then maybe touch on how some prominent voices might view its role, you know, in intimacy and well-being.
Okay, let's dive in. So to start, what is PT-141 fundamentally?
Well, at its core, it's a synthetic peptide. And kind of a fun fact, it actually comes from melanotan the second.
Oh, the tanning peptide.
That's the one, yeah. And the discovery that it could affect libido was basically an accident, serendipitous, you could say.
How so?
During the development of melanotan the second, researchers started noticing unexpected reports of increased sexual arousal from participants.
Huh. So they followed that lead.
They did. They specifically engineered PT-141 from melanotan the second to target certain receptors in the brain, the melanocortin receptors.
And those are linked to sexual function.
Among other things, yes. They play a role in sexual function, appetite, inflammation. But PT-141 was designed to really hone in on the sexual function aspect.
So this makes it fundamentally different from, say, the common ED drugs like Viagra or Cialis.
Completely different. That's really a key takeaway. Those drugs, the PDE5 inhibitors, they mostly work on the plumbing, right? The vascular system helping with the physical response.
Oh, yeah.
PT-141 works centrally. It's acting directly on nerve pathways in the brain that control desire and arousal.
Which means it could potentially help with the wanting part, not just the doing part.
Exactly. And that central action is why it's relevant for both men and women, potentially tackling the more psychological drivers of sexual function.
That is fascinating. Okay, so before it got to people, what did the early research, the preclinical stuff, show?
So the animal studies were pretty crucial. They used models like rats and rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
And they found PT-141 could directly trigger sexual responses. In male animals, they saw it induced penile erections.
Okay, measurable effect there.
Yeah, clear increase in frequency, duration too, in male rats. And in female rats, they observed more lordosis behavior.
Which indicates?
It's a sign of sexual receptivity in rodents. So basically, the animal studies strongly suggested this thing was working via the central nervous system to directly impact sexual function.
Got it. So that paved the way for human trials, I assume.
It did. Those early results were encouraging enough to move forward and see how it performed in humans.
Okay, so let's talk about those human clinical trials. What were they looking for?
Primarily safety, of course, and then efficacy. Could it actually treat sexual dysfunction in men and women?
Let's start with men. What did the trial show for erectile dysfunction?
Okay, so there were several phase 2 and phase 3 trials looking at men with ED,
mm-hmm.
and the results were positive. When given as a subcutaneous injection under the skin, PT-141 showed significant improvements in erectile function compared to a placebo.
Significant, okay. Was it effective for everyone?
Well, here's something really interesting. Some men who hadn't responded well to the standard PDE5 inhibitors like Viagra, they actually saw improvement with PT-141.
Wow, so it offered an alternative.
Exactly. It suggests that because it works differently, centrally, it might help even when those peripheral acting drugs don't, a potential option for treatment-resistant cases.
That's a big deal. What about women? You mentioned trials for them, too.
Yes. For women, the main target was HSDD, hypoactive sexual desire disorder.
Low desire causing distress.
Precisely. Acquired generalized HSDD in premenopausal women was the specific focus for approval. And the trials there were also promising.
In what way?
Women who received PT-141 reported statistically significant increases in their sexual desire scores.
Yeah.
And importantly, they also reported a decrease in the distress they felt about their low libido compared to women who got the placebo.
So it seemed to help with both the desire itself and the negative feelings around lacking it.
That's what the data suggested. And this positive data led to a major milestone.
Which was?
FDA approval. In 2019, PT-141 got approved under the brand name Vyleesi.
Vyleesi, right. Specifically for that group, premenopausal women with acquired generalized HSDD.
Correct. A significant development in women's sexual health.
Absolutely. But like any drug, there are potential downsides. What about side effects? What came up in the trials?
Yeah, crucial topic. So the most common things people reported, nausea was a big one.
How bad?
Generally described as mild to moderate and often transient, meaning it didn't last long for most. Flushing was another common one.
Like feeling warm and getting red.
Exactly. Temporary warmth, redness, especially face and neck. Headaches also came up fairly often, usually mild to moderate again.
Okay. Nausea, flushing, headache, anything else common?
Some participants experienced temporary increases in blood pressure. That's definitely something to note. And reactions at the injection site, you know, a bit of pain, redness, maybe bruising. Pretty standard for injections.
Were there any less frequent side effects that people should know about?
Yes. Less commonly, things like dizziness and fatigue were reported. And this is interesting, temporary darkening of the gums and sometimes the skin.
Is that related to the melanotan, the sec connection, the tanning aspect?
It seems likely, yes. It's more strongly associated with melanotan the second itself, but it was observed in some PT-141 users too, though typically temporary.
So quite a range of potential effects.
And it's important to remember that the frequency and severity can really vary from person to person, and dosage can play a role too.
And the blood pressure thing sounds important.
Definitely. Caution is advised, especially for anyone with pre-existing high blood pressure or cardiovascular issues. A conversation with a doctor is absolutely essential before considering it.
Makes sense. Okay, so we've covered the science, the trials, the side effects. Let's shift gears slightly. How might some of the prominent voices in health and wellness talk about PT-141? Let's start with someone like Andrew Huberman.
Right. Huberman, with his neuroscience background, his focus would almost certainly be on that mechanism of action, the brain pathways.
The melanocortin receptors.
Exactly. How PT-141 interacts with them, the downstream effects on neurochemistry that lead to changes in desire and arousal. He really digs into the how.
So he'd probably emphasize the science, the data?
I would think so. He'd likely point to the clinical trial results as evidence, but also, knowing his thoroughness, really stress understanding the side effects and the importance of consulting professionals. He provides that solid scientific framework.
Okay. What about a different kind of voice, like Joe Rogan? His platform often covers human optimization, sometimes more experientially.
Yeah, Rogan's approach is different. While he has experts on, there's often an element of personal experience or anecdotal reports mixed in.
So maybe less focus on the deep neurobiology.
Perhaps. PT-141 could definitely come up in discussions about, you know, optimizing sexual health, enhancing intimacy, maybe as a novel therapy people are trying.
You might hear personal stories alongside expert takes.
Exactly. It would likely be framed within that broader context of performance, well-being, and exploring cutting-edge stuff.
Gotcha. And then there's Dr. Craig Conover, who's known specifically for his work with peptides.
Yes. Conover's deep into peptide therapies and personalized medicine. It's highly probable he's discussed PT-141 or uses it in his practice.
What would his angle likely be?
Given his focus, he'd probably really highlight that targeted central mechanism as a major plus.
Compared to the peripheral drugs.
Right. He might emphasize its potential for both men and women, especially when other treatments haven't worked. It fits right into that philosophy of using specific peptides strategically for optimization. He'd see it as a valuable tool in the toolbox.
So wrapping things up a bit, PT-141 really does seem like a significant step targeting the brain directly for sexual dysfunction is quite different.
It really is. It's a distinct approach compared to many older treatments. That journey from an accidental finding in tanning research all the way to an FDA-approved drug for HSDD in women is pretty remarkable.
And the clinical data, both preclinical and human trials, seems to support its potential for both ED and HSDD.
The evidence is there, showing efficacy via that central nervous system pathway.
But, and it's important, but understanding the side effect profile, the nausea, flushing, potential BP changes, and talking to a doctor is absolutely key.
Couldn't agree more. Informed decisions guided by healthcare professionals are always paramount with any therapy like this.
This has been a really clarifying deep dive. You know, thinking about how complex that link between our brain chemistry and sexual desire is, it really makes you wonder.
Mm-hmm.
What other new approaches might be on the horizon for enhancing intimacy and well-being, especially ones that might build on this idea of targeting central pathways like PT-141 does? Definitely food for thought.
Absolutely. It opens up interesting questions for the future.